Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life. And mashallah, today on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life, we are going to be mentioning and discussing a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding the blessedity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the desire of every lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of every ashiq, of every believer, to go time and time again to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to go to the holy lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take each and every one of us time and time again for Hajj and Umrah to the blessed cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. But before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which a very beautiful narration that has been mentioned that there was a sinful person, a person who crossed the limits, who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would sin throughout the day, he would sin throughout the night, and people despised him, people hated him, and they maintained their distance from him. It so happened that one day he died, and the hatred for him was so much that when he died, they took his body and they threw it in a dumpyard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, my servant is at so and so place. Go there, remove him from that place, give him ghusl, shroud him, and give him a proper burial." Musa alayhi salam, he did as he was commanded. And he also knew this person to be sinful. So now he wanted to know the reason and the wisdom behind it. He says, "Oh Allah, this person disobeyed you, Allah. This person was sinful. Ya Allah, what is the wisdom behind all of this? What is the secret behind this?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, yes, what you are saying is true. That yes, he was a sinful person. Yes, he disobeyed me. But he had a very beautiful habit. And that habit was what? That habit was whenever he would open the Torah to read and he would come across the name of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would kiss the beautiful name of Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and send salawat upon my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Musa, it is for this reason that I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imagine if he's of Madani Channel, you and I, we are from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that individual was from the nation of Bani Israel. Yet he would send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was his reward, this was his maqam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Imagine you and I, when we send salawat wholeheartedly, sincerely, when we send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of rahmah, how much of blessings, how much of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be showering upon you and I. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, a very beautiful narration that Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, he mentioned that 3 days had passed since the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. And what happened then? One Bedouin came. He fell to the floor near the mazar, near the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, placed its soil upon his head, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever you heard from Allah, we have heard from you." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and he mentioned a Quranic ayah, a verse from the Holy Quran. And that verse is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغَفَرُ اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغَفَرَ لَهُمَ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And if when they, meaning the people, do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, they should then present themselves in your august court, O beloved, and then seek forgiveness from Allah and the Messenger intercedes for them. They would therefore definitely find Allah the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. The Bedouin, he continued, says, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have oppressed myself by committing sins. And now I have come to you, seeking for you to pray for my maghfirah, to pray for my forgiveness. And guess what happened after that? A voice then said from the grave, قَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ, that your sins have been forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And like this, we see a similar incident also, that and this was narrated by Allama Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah. Now this begins with Muhammad bin Harb Hilali rahimahullah explaining that he was at the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he happened to see an Arabian villager come and say that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the truthful book Allah ta'ala revealed to you, he declared, he mentioned in the Holy Quran that verse which I have just recited. And after reciting this verse, this person said, Oh my master, I have come to your court so my sins may be forgiven. I make you my intercessor in the court of Allah. He then began to cry, and subhanallah, he tearfully recited some lines of poetry. And this man, he cried over and over, repeating these couplets over and over again. He sought forgiveness for his sins before leaving. And when he fell asleep, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. And he ordered this person that go to that man and give him glad tidings. Allah has forgiven his sins through my intercession. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, if it's of Madani, this is not something normal. This is extraordinary. This is unique. This is special. I mean, let's take a moment to think. To think over what you and I have just heard, that the first incident was described by who? Was described by a companion. And the second by a member of the Prophet ﷺ's ummah. These events, they highlight something as clear as day. And what is that? That is the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Rasulullah ﷺ, loves his ummah. Towards them, he is merciful. Towards them, he is generous. When he came into this dunya, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world, Rabbi Habli Ummati was on his lips, on his blessed lips. During his life, when we read the seerah, what do we find? We find that he remained concerned for his ummah. Even after his passing away, he was heard saying, Rabbi Habli Ummati. Even today, in his best grave, where he is resting, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is still alive, he is still generous, he still has sinners forgiven for their sins. He still intercedes for his ummah and is aware of what is happening to them. He still now to this day helps and assists them. Allahu Akbar. Now a beautiful ayah, beautiful verse of the Holy Quran which I have mentioned to you. This verse, it actually explains a method of attaining maghfirah, of attaining forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when someone sins, they present themselves in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there, they should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. And alongside this, they should also ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray for their forgiveness. You know, if he does this, then the sinful servant shall find Allah ta'ala will accept their repentance and forgive their sins. And we learn that going to Madinatul Munawwara and visiting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an action which leads to forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. And the translation of this beautiful ayah is, and run towards the forgiveness of your Rabb and towards such a paradise. Allahu Akbar. Now here, Allama Naqi Ali Khan rahimahullah, he gives a beautiful commentary, the summary of what he says He says that these two verses can be combined. In the first verse, Allah Ta'ala tells us, if we present ourselves before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara and repent, what will happen? You and I, we will attain forgiveness through the blessings of the shafa'ah, of the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the first verse. The second verse, the second ayah, tells us to run towards forgiveness. Now, if we combine the two verses, the message of the Quran is clear. It is saying that, O sinners, O nation of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have oppressed themselves, those who are absorbed in sins, those who have drowned themselves in sins, who have blackened their heart, who have darkened their heart, what should they do? They should run to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is the only place, he is the only personality where you and I, through whom we shall acquire salvation. The Quran itself, the Holy Quran, Kalamullah itself, wants us to hasten and run to Madinatul Munawwara. So you and I, we should act upon this and rush to that blessed city as soon as possible. You know, whoever can visit, whoever has the means, whoever has the capability, they shouldn't be lazy in doing so. You know, as for whoever does not possess the means to travel to Madinatul Munawwara, cannot afford it, or does not have any visible means to travel, then they should strive to increase their love, their longing, their yearning for that holy city. If, you know, if a person is sincere in their longing, in their yearning, in their desire to visit Madinatul Munawwara, they are going to visit Madinatul Munawwara one day, inshallah. You know, at times people may think that, you know, if I have the money, then I can only go to the city of Medina. But believe it or not, there are people in the world who are car guards. There are people in the world who don't even have a source of income. There are people in the world who don't have much wealth to book their flight tickets, to book accommodation, the travel expenses, the return ticket. There are people out there in the world, they do not have it. But yet we see when people go for Hajj, when people go for Umrah, we find those same people over there. How is it so? It is because it is the call. When you have a calling, even if you have less money, you are going to go to Madinatul Munawwara. It's all about the calling, the views of Madinatul Munawwara. How do we gain this calling? It is to increase our recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan alayhi rahmah, he says that visiting the resting place of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of every mustahab action and critically important. In fact, he says that it's near wajib to do so. Allahu Akbar. And Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dhilvi rahimahullah, he writes in Jadbul Qulub, whenever Muslims travel to Madinatul Munawwara intending to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, angels gift them with mercy as a form of welcome. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he tell you and I? In the beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati, that my intercession is wajib for whoever beholds my grave. And here, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahimahullah, he gives us some beautiful pearls of wisdom regarding this hadith. In summary, what he says is regarding the first wisdom is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'iri min ummati, that my intercession is for the major sinners of my ummah. And in another hadith it was said that I will not be content until I have taken all of my ummah out of Jahannam and admitted them into paradise. Now these hadith indicate how intercession is for sinful Muslims. If this is the case, then regardless whether a Muslim has been to Madinatul Munawwara or not, what is the virtue and speciality of visiting the grave of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There's a question. And the answer to it is so, so beautiful. He says that some scholars, they have explained how general sinners who have not visited Madinatul Munawwara, they will receive a general intercession. Yet those who have visited Madinatul Munawwara, they will receive a special intercession. They will be protected from the terrors, from the horrors of the Day of Judgment. they will be admitted into paradise without accountability, and they will hold a, they will have a very high rank in Jannah, such that they will be blessed with a special vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahimahullah, he wrote another brilliant answer. He says that who will the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for? He shall intercede for believers only and not for disbelievers. Intercession, shafa'ah, is for the sinners who left this world in the state of iman. And none of us are aware of the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah ta'ala to protect our iman. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now it's possible the disobedient can lose their iman as they pass away. Why? Because of their sins. And as a matter of fact, as a result, they will not be recipients of shafa'ah. They may hope for intercession their entire lives, but because they died without iman, they will not be interceded for. And the Prophet ﷺ, he gave glad tidings that whoever comes to Madinatul Munawwara and visits his grave, for them he declared, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي, that my intercession is wajib. And the meaning of wajib here means such a person shall most definitely be interceded for. And he finalizes this discussion by saying that this hadith means a believer who visits the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have the iman protected by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, and he shall intercede for them insha'Allah. That was the first pearl of wisdom that he has given. The second is regarding this hadith, is that how it highlights many people interceding for others on the day of Qiyamah. Now, the greatest station of intercession is Shafa'atul Kubra. Shafa'atul Kubra belongs to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will open the door of intercession and be the first to intercede. After him, Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the angels, the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the shuhada, martyrs, hujjaj, those who went for Hajj, and those who memorized the Holy Quran and acted upon it will intercede. Even on this day, the rank of Muslims who visited Madinatul Munawwara will shine uniquely bright. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave glad tidings by saying that my intercession is wajib for whoever beholds my grave. Wajabat lahu shafa'ati. In this hadith, a particular word used in this hadith is shafa'ati. This makes this hadith mean that whoever visits the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's resting place in Madinatul Munawwara will not receive the intercession of the scholars, angels, shuhada, hujjaj. Instead, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself will personally intercede for them. Subhanallah. I mean, how fortunate are those who go time and time again to visit the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, to receive the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a big thing. It's a big matter. You know, the majestic manner of his intercession is unparalleled. It's unmatched. And Subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he paints a very beautiful picture with his poetry. You know, I'll translate it for you in English. The summary of which is that he says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercedes for his people on the day of Qiyamah, the beauty and magnificence of the intercession will be such that those who have not committed any sin and have been admitted into paradise without accountability will still feel a sense of longing. They will wish to take a loan of someone's sins so that they too, you know, can have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercede for them. And to finalize, the hadith teaches us how whoever beholds the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam personally intercede for him. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those included in this intercession. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Now Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever comes to me with no other need except to behold me, it is a right upon me to intercede for them on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in another hadith, whoever comes to Madinatul Munawwara only to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall be in close proximity to him on the day of Qiyamah. And subhanallah, regarding this hadith, the ulama, the scholars of Islam, they say the only way this can be fully acted upon is if intention is made before traveling to Madinatul Munawwara, that the sole purpose of the upcoming journey is what? Is to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has said that whoever performs Hajj, visits my grave, participates in jihad, and sends salat upon me whilst in Baytul Maqdis, Allah will not question them regarding obligations on the day of Qiyamah. And here to the use of Madani channel, this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed us to do four things. Number one is perform Hajj. Number two is to visit his grave. Number three is perform jihad. Number four is to send salat upon him from Baytul Maqdis, from inside Masjid al-Aqsa. Whoever does these actions will not even be questioned regarding obligations on the day of Qiyamah. Now regarding this, the ulama, the scholars, they say that if he is not questioned about the obligations, he will also not be questioned about wajib, sunnah, and mustahab actions. So in essence, whoever performs these actions will be forgiven without accountability on the day of Qiyamah. Now, one shouldn't think, you know, this does not mean, however, that only those who do all four of these actions will receive these rewards. Even if someone were to do just one of them, just one from these four, you just did one, even they will not be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. So whoever does Hajj, visits the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forms jihad or sends salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Masjid al-Aqsa, they will not be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, these of Madani channel, all of these are to increase our love for the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we find, you know, those who have the money, those who have the means. How many rich people, you know, that are there, you know, that are out there, yet they have, when you ask them, have you been for Hajj, have you been for Umrah, have you been to the best cities of Makkah and Makarramah, did you go to Madinah to Munawwara, have you seen Masjid al-Aqsa, they'll tell you, no, I didn't. So it's not about the money that you have. You may have all the wealth in the world, but still you may be deprived of visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet a person will have no money, a person will have less money, a person may be in poverty, but because they have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts, because every night they cry to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, please call me to your blessed city, please call me to visit you, because of their sincerity, because of their ikhlas, you would see such people, they are the ones who go and visit the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take each and every one of us for Hajj and Umrah time and time again. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. As of now, the viewers of Madinah channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam, a melodious kalam in the praises of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I'm sure is going to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar qabr be kason ki ae shamae jamale mustafa ai aankhon mein chamak ke dil mein aa ja شمعِ جمالِ مصطفیٰ اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا، یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا، اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا، یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا، اے پردہ نشین دل کے پردے کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا، امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ، میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا، امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ، روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، ٹرولی ہارٹ ٹچنگ کلام ان دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that at the time of our death we are blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the blessed city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is Madinatul Munawwara. And thus far we have discussed those aspects that increase our love for the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there's one very beautiful narration, views of Madani Channel, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to you and I that whoever comes to Madinatul Munawwara with the intention of visiting me shall be under my safety on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever makes Madinatul Munawwara his living place and remains patient upon the difficulties in Madina on the day of Qiyamah, I shall be his witness and will intercede for him. Whomsoever dies in either Makkah or Medina Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will raise that person from the grave in such a manner that he will be in peace from the fear of the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, how fortunate are those that reside in Medina Munawwara. You know, the thorns on the path of Medina Sharif are like flowers to the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever you are blessed to travel to Medina Sharif, if any difficulties come up, if any difficulties arise, someone troubles you, someone pushes you, someone speaks against you, or any kind of disaster happens, then you and I, we should remain patient upon that. By being impatient, crying, shouting, and seeking revenge and complaining, this could result in us being deprived of so much of blessings. So, the time you spend in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, try to be an embodiment of respect and dignity. Now, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they would respect the city of Madinatul Munawwara so much. Like we see, Sayyidina Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he would respect the beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although he lived in Madinatul Munawwara, you know what he would do? He would go outside the city and the boundary of the Haram in order to answer the call of nature. Look at his adab, his respect for the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he says that he once saw some Egyptian or Persian horses tied at the door of Imam Malik rahimahullah. Before this, he said that he had never seen such beautiful horses. So he said that how nice, how excellent these horses are. Imam Malik rahimahullah then said to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah that I give you all of the horses as a gift. Now Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says that when I requested him to give one horse for himself, he said, I feel shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the blessed soil, the blessed ground of Madinatul Munawwara should be stamped upon by my horse's hooves where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. Allah, look at the respect, how much Imam Malik rahimahullah loved the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, how much he respected it. As you know, he was the scholar of Madinatul Munawwara. Respect was embedded in his nature, whereas knowledge and respect are both a necessity in our society today. You know, if you have the wealth of knowledge, you will have the ability to respect as well. And if you are empty of knowledge, then there's a chance of such a person falling into the pits of disrespect. Especially if you are traveling to Madinatul Munawwara, it's very important for a person to take each and every step with caution, ensuring that immense respect is observed. Remember, this is the sacred place whose respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us. When we hear people going for Umrah, going for Hajj, we request them that, you know, bring Khaki Shifa and come, bring this and come, bring that and come. Why? Because the entire landscape of Madinatul Munawwarah is blessed. There is Shifa, there is cure in the soil of Medina. And look at our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah. I mean, their destiny is at their peak. You know, their happiness is worth, you know, reading over and over and over again. And subhanAllah, we see from them how they respected the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also learn from that when we go to Medina to Munawwara, we shouldn't be walking anyhow. We shouldn't be stamping our foot onto the ground. We shouldn't be, you know, looking here and there unnecessarily. We shouldn't be speaking so loud. We shouldn't be raising our voices. Rather, we should lower our voices because we are not in any ordinary place. We are in an extraordinary place, in a special place, and that is the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it is compulsory for you and I to show adab and to show respect. That if we have to talk to someone, we lower our voice. We don't raise our voice. We lower our voice and we talk to someone. We show adab and respect in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there are some beautiful specialities of Madinatul Munawwarah. One speciality is that there is no city on earth that has as many names as Medina Sharif. Madinatul Munawwarah is such a sanctified city that most qasidas written in its love and remembrance and in most languages of the world, and this practice is ongoing and it will continue inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he migrated from Makkah to Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah and he resided there as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept its name Tawbah, pure, subhanallah. You know, this is so, so beautiful that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come back from a journey, and as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reach near Madinatul Munawwarah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would speed up his journey. Why? Why would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speed up his journey? Out of love, out of the love and passion for Madinatul Munawwarah. Now the blessed heart, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feel comfort in Madinatul Munawwarah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not wipe off the dust of Medina Sharif from his blessed face. And would, you know, he would also forbid the ashab, the companions alayhi wa sallam from doing so as well. And he would say that there is shifa, there is cure in the soil of Madinatul Munawwarah. When any Muslim visits Medina Sharif with the intention of, you know, beholding it, then angels welcome him, welcome that person with the gifts of rahmah, with gifts of mercy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persuaded to meet death in Madinatul Munawwarah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for the one who passes away in Medina Sharif. Now the one who performs wudu and offers salah in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, that person gets the reward of Hajj. Allahu Akbar. The area between the blessed chamber and the blessed minbar is a garden among the gardens of Jannah, Riyadul Jannah. And offering one salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equal to offering 50,000 salahs. Allahu Akbar. And regarding, you know, the blessed mazar, the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is situated in Madinatul Munawwarah, where 70,000 angels, they descend in the morning and 70,000 in the evening. Allah! Look at all the virtues of Madinatul Munawwarah, the views of Madinatul Munawwarah. Now Imam Yusuf al-Nabhani rahimahullah, he says that Sayyidina Shaykh Abu al-Abbas Ahmad bin Nafis Tunisi rahimahullah says that once I visited the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of extreme hunger. And I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm hungry. And all of a sudden, he dozed off, fell off to sleep. Someone woke him up and invited him to go with him. So he says that I came to his house with him. The host presented dates, ghee, and loaf of wheat and said, eat to your fill because my great grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded me to host you. And he tells him that come to us in future if or whenever you are hungry. Allahu Akbar. Look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees for his ummah, sees for his nation. You know, how concerned he is for you and I. Whatever lawful desire you have, whatever lawful wish you have, when you are in Madinatul Munawwarah, whatever you desire, it will come to you. You'd be surprised. You'd wonder to yourself, how did I receive this? How did I get this? It came to you because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahimahullah, he visited the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made dua by saying, "Oh Allah, I beheld the blessed grave of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not return me empty handed." And a voice was heard that, "O man, we granted you the permission of visiting the blessed grave of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only when we intended to purify you. Now you and those who held the blessed grave with you should return being forgiven." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed become pleased with you and those who beheld the blessed shrine of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, we find whenever anyone goes through difficulties in life, whenever anyone faces hardship in life, you know, then what brings serenity, what brings tranquility to their hearts, what brings comfort to their hearts is the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there is no city like the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Ask anyone who goes to Madinatul Munawwara, you ask 10 people, from 10 people, every single one of them would have a different version of what they experienced in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. SubhanAllah, this is the blessings of the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned, "Man istata'a an yamuta bil madinati falyamut biha." That whoever among you can die in Medina should die in Medina. "Fa'inni ashfa'u liman yamutu biha." Because I will intercede for the one who dies in Madinatul Munawwar. And at another place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, when everyone will be resurrected from their graves, then first my and then Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumas graves will open. Then I will go to those buried in Jannatul Baqi and they will gather with me. Then I will wait for the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah to the extent that I will get them along with me in between Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So if we can use the Madani channel, we should, you know, try to pass away in the beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Khalifa Harun Rashid, he asked Imam Malik rahimahullah, "Do you have a house?" And Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, "No." Then Khalifa Harun Rashid, he presented him with 3,000 dinars and said, "Go buy a house with this money." Imam Malik rahimahullah, he kept the dinars and he did not spend them. When Khalifa Harun Rashid was leaving Madinatul Munawwara, he said to Imam Malik rahimahullah that you will have to come with me because I have made the intention of gathering people over the famous book of Hadith Muatta. The way Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu gathered people over one Quran. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, he replied that there is no justification for gathering people over only Muatta, because after the apparent demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ashab, the blessed companions alayhi wa ridwan, they went to different cities and they relayed a hadith due to which everyone in Egypt now has knowledge of hadith. And moreover, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said that difference of opinion of my ummah, ikhtilaf of my ummah is mercy. And as far as, you know, leaving Madinatul Munawwara is concerned and going with you, then there is no way for this either, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Medina is better for them if they understand. And in one narration it's mentioned, Medina removes the dirt of sins like a furnace removes the rust of iron. Allahu Akbar. Then Imam Malik rahimahullah said to Khalifa Harun Rashid that here are your dinars, 3,000 dinars, here is it. If you want, you may take them, and if you want, you may leave them. That is, you bound me to leave Madinatul Munawwara because you treated me nicely. But listen, I do not prioritize this dunya, this world, over Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for now, we are going to be listening to a very beautiful piece of nasiha, piece of advice. We do have a very beautiful clip. Let us go forward and listen to it. And thereafter, we will be back to conclude with our today's topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madinatul Munawwara, zadaha Allahu sharafu wa ta'zima. Every believer's dream is to visit the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The city, subhanallah, where the earth, the soil that is found there is a means of shifa. The city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where if you visit and you go to the turba, the resting place of the beloved Prophet alaihi salam, shafa'at is necessitated for you. The Prophet alaihi salam said, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati." The masjid of the Prophet alaihi salam, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, where if you perform one salah, you gain 50,000 times the reward. People want to go to that city. They desire to go to that city. They pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live there, to die there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is capable should die in Medina, for I will intercede for the one who passes away in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Jannatul Baqi is there. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true yearning for the city of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we get an opportunity to go there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow it to be the case that we stay there and spend our days and nights abiding by the etiquettes of those cities. Cities like Makkah al-Mukarramah, cities like Madinatul Munawwara. Otherwise, if you go there and we treat it like any other city, we treat it like home, ma'azallah, we waste our time, we backbite, we start finding faults in others. Ma'azallah, even in the hotel that we're staying in, saying it's like this, it's like that, not giving consideration to the fact that this is the home of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything in that city should be beloved to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to fulfill the etiquettes of visiting these blessed cities time and time again in our lives.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. A beautiful piece of advice, beautiful piece of nasiha. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are also privileged and honored to visit the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time and time again. And for the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be embedded in our hearts. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and really the views of Madani Channel, you know, we should really be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and I to go and visit the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there is no place like it in the entire world. Madinatul Munawwara is Madinatul Munawwara. You know, we see the companion, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the mu'addin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that, you know, after the apparent demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left Madinat Munawwara. He went to Abyssinia. And after some time, it's been a long time since he has not visited Madinat Sharif. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into his dream and asks him that it's been such a long time that you have not visited us. So he wakes up the next morning, he comes to Madinatul Munawwara. It's a lengthy story, but I'm summarizing it for you. He comes to Madinatul Munawwara. The people of Medina, they hear of his arrival, they all get excited, they all get joyous, they all get happy. They request him, "Oh Bilal, can you give that adhan for us that you used to give in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Now when he entered, it brought back memories of the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, you know, physically amongst them. But he says that, "I cannot do this. I cannot give the adhan. When I used to give the adhan, I used to look at the best face of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So they came up with an idea that, you know what, then us call Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. They were little at the time. If they go to him and request him, then he will accept because they are from the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they come to him and they request him that, "Oh Bilal, for the sake of Awanana John, please give that adhan for us today, which you used to give in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And he agrees. He is in the courtyard of Madinah Munawwara, all of the people, they now know that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is now going to start the adhan. The children gather around him, the men gather around, and they're all waiting to hear his best voice once more after such a long time has passed, and he starts to give the adhan. When he reaches the part, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he reaches this part, he starts to cry, he breaks down. All of the people that are around him, they also start crying, because now they are remembering the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst them. And he cried so much that he fell down unconscious. When he regained his consciousness, he says that, I cannot stay in the vicinity of Madinah Munawwara because it pains me not to be with my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he leaves the city of Madinah Munawwara. So this series of Madinah was the love that the Ashab, the companions of Alayhim Ridwan, had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had for the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and had for the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.